fourth game in 5 days, and obviously playing a little tired and still being able to go put up 120, it doesn't matter who you're playing against. It's, my whole thing is just playing hard, you know. I mean, I don't even look at how much you're up or anything. I always tell the guys, if you're playing hard, then good things are going to happen, and that's what I just kept telling them. And, you know, I thought that last group did a great job that was on the floor, because I told them, play like the score 0-0 right now. That's how we get better. We got to prepare for Butler. I mean, that's what's been on our mind. We got to prepare for Butler. And so it's a good way to end the non-conference game. It's crazy to say it on November 5th that we're over, but, you know, it's a good win. I mean, that's a good JV team. People don't understand that there's a lot of really good JV teams out there, and we tried to go find the best, and we felt like Bethel was one of the best, you know, and they came in here, and they had a kid go for 30 on us. And I wouldn't tell you it's because my guy's defense was bad. I'd just tell you because that kid's a good player, you know, and – you know, another kid gets 10 on us, but we did a good job everywhere else. You know, we were plus 19 rebounding, and, you know, we had 19 assists. And, I mean, we're getting the ball. You know, we're playing unselfish. Like, you can tell with seven guys in double figures and two guys with nine. I mean, that's nine guys right there. We only played, 10 guys tonight, I think. So, you know, I mean, it's good. I mean, I'm proud of the guys. And now it's just time to focus and take a day off, get our legs back, and then come back Monday and get ready for Butler.